Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, gather round. Happy Friday. Here we are. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. No Gov, but Greg behind the glass today, and Luke Sloan on the updates. Not fire up chips or the Antonio Brown story.
No. Did he say attempted murder?
That's what he said, yes.
Yeah, developing story last night.
We did the news story that
I saw it last night because I was up late trying to stay awake to watch that hockey game, which was, by the way, a phenomenal game. The Stanley Cup final has been unbelievable. But I get the notification that AB has been charged with attempted murder.
What?
They're looking for him. They'll eventually find him.
Oh, they'll find him.
Oh yeah. But it was in the results of that was the boxing match that he had a scuffle with after.
Oh.
About I don't know, it seems like a couple months ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, I don't know, but yeah, that's what it all stems from. Shots were fired.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
All right.
So we'll see what happens there.
Cool.
Developing story. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing from Luke's update that wasn't related to attempted murder. Tarek Skubal and the Detroit Tigers win another series. They beat the Baltimore Orioles. Although, John, Tarek Skubal walked two batters, so I feel like we're getting a discount on the next contract.
Yeah, I mean, that 425, it's got to be down to 420 now. I mean, just start taking off. Maybe it's this. They offer him that contract, and then for every walk that he gives up for the rest of the year, they're going to take $1 million off the total.
I still think it's a great deal for us because he never walks anybody. Two guys, two in one game. I'm like, is he okay? Yeah, he still goes seven innings, still shuts the door, and the Tigers pick up another win.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be kind of a nitpicker here, but can you read on the rundown since Gov is off today?
Yes.
Little typo?
Where would the typo be? Where am I looking?
Tigers lose?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Were you watching last night?
I was watching. Why did I write Tigers lose?
That Freudian was our slip. Are you somehow a closet Baltimore fan?
No, that was how we started yesterday's show. I don't know why that was left in.
Yeah.
Tigers win yesterday. Yeah. All right, Jared.
Great poll there, Greg. So I did want to ask because I did something unique last night. How was your Thursday night?
I did watch the Tigers, despite what you accused me of. But other than that, kind of ho-hum. Went to a workout, watched a ball game, went to sleep.
Went to a workout, or did you do a workout? I'm really on a roll this morning.
I just went and watched one.
Me. Yeah.
Nice job.
I'm going to go to the gym. High fives.
I was at the ice cream place across the street. What's going on, guys? Good form on the deadlifts.
Yeah.
I worked out yesterday. Then I watched baseball. Then I caught a little hockey before I fell asleep. What did you do?
So speaking of ice cream, I actually did go in an ice cream shop. We were walking around downtown Plymouth last night, had dinner down there, went into Kilwins, and obviously Teddy gets Superman ice cream, which I hate when he does that because then I can't share it. There's just something about it I don't like. And it's not just because I feel like I'm a grown up. I know I'm not. Just when he orders Superman ice cream. Anyway, not the story. We walk down the street and they're showing at the Penn Theater, which is a historic landmark. It's a small theater, old school seats, right? No loungers, no big, you know, love seats. And we watched Return of the Jedi. It was showing. It's showing last night and tonight. And it was, Teddy loves the Imperial March. So I'll be riding around in my truck all weekend now since he saw that, playing the Imperial March.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and
now, did you drop him into episode 6? Had he seen any? I mean, he's
He's seen them all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he's seen the original three. I don't know that.
Okay, that's good enough right now. Yeah. I just, it'd be weird to drop him into 6.
Yeah, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. And so we're in there, and as soon as, you know, they start playing the music, everybody starts cheering, right? Because it's a classic. Everybody's excited to be there. And then the only one that started clapping was when they first showed Darth Vader. There's Teddy with his small little hands.
He likes the villain.
Bad guy.
Yes.
So that's what we did last night. It was awesome. It was really cool. We didn't get a chance to stay for the whole thing because he burns out after about an hour and a half.
Sure. I was going
to
ask you.
Just before the Ewoks, before they went to the Endor moon. So anyway, Star Wars geeks.
Greg appreciates it. You're getting head nods behind the glass. I'm looking at the rest of the rundown that is accurate. We will have Cookie Jar later today at 7:35. Some fun on a Friday. Lions, still a top five offense. There's a conversation to be had there. And a player nobody's talking about
that the
Lions could be pursuing, should be pursuing.
Could add. Oh, we'll player acquisition all the way up until the season starts?
Now, Heather, if you look at the rundown, after my typo, the next words are canely odd ritual. Do you have any idea what that means?
I don't.
Okay, so this is good. We don't want you to know. We wanted to get your candid reaction. I texted John yesterday. So Tommy Canely, Tiger reliever, gives up a run yesterday, which brings up a story that was in the Free Press detailing Tommy Canely and the season he's had. But there was a weird anecdote.
Okay.
Tommy Canely shaves his entire body as a personal punishment whenever he allows a run, a tradition he started in the minor leagues and follows to this day. So as you can imagine, nobody had a weirder night than Tommy Canely, who stripped naked and shaved himself of every hair on his body after the game last night.
Does he do it right there, or does he go home and do it in the privacy of his own home? Is he shaving in the shower? Is he using an electric razor? Sorry, I've got lots of questions.
Yes, lots of questions. Yes, I don't know if it's a razor that he, because even if you use a razor or an electric razor, shaving your entire body is going to take some time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I know more about that. I mean, I shave my legs, right? Like, I'm shaving more of my body than I'm sure most men are.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes, I understand it takes a little bit of time. Sure. Yes.
How do I phrase this without...
just say.
Like, the entire... Yes. I'm hoping he's not using a razor everywhere. Let's just say that. Yeah, because that would take some time.
It is one of the weirder traditions I've ever heard of in sports. John, I know you were in a locker room. I don't know if you've seen anything that compares to this from your playing days.
Unfortunately, I have.
Oh.
And it didn't hit me until just now when you said, Heather, does he do this in the team shower?
Right.
Because the team showers, I don't know what they are anymore. I know what they used to be. And that is just a giant room with a lot of spigots.
Sure.
In the wall,
yeah.
Right? And there was one point of my career where I was on crutches, hobbling into the shower, and there was a player that was shaving everything, and I mean everything, in the team shower. And it was awful. I'll give you one guess.
Who it was?
Yeah, Portis.
Yes.
My guess was Chris Cooley.
Chris Cooley was more of the voyeur. Not voyeur. He was more of the
exhibitionist.
Exhibitionist. There you go. He'd take a picture and post it on social media. Mm. Yeah, he was the one that took a picture of his playbook with his junk hanging out, and then posted it. Yes. So lots of great stories from my time at the Red
Sox. Now, did he explain why this was his ritual? Like, what? Why this?
It's just an anecdote that's thrown in the story. So, okay. I mean, they continue to say he's the loudest player in the clubhouse, collects Eagles jerseys, wears a Notre Dame football helmet, keeps a video game console with a monitor in his locker.
Okay.
He has a caffeine addiction.
Sure.
Da, 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 da. Shaves his entire body as a personal punishment when he allows a run, dates back to the minor leagues.
So it's a punishment.
Yes.
It's not something that's like, this is going to help me perform better. This
no,
is a...
You'll learn your lesson, Tommy.
You'll never do this again.
As he talks to himself, shaving in the shower.
So who's the spooky guy in the Da Vinci Code? It kind of gave me vibes of that. The guy that is very pale, white hair. He's the one that's going around killing people.
It's been a while since I've seen the Da Vinci Code.
It kind of gave me some vibes of,
Do you think he's a serial killer? Is that what you're accusing Tommy Gailey of?
It does give you a little bit of serial killer vibes. Now, he could be a killer on the mound.
And he has
We'll
been.
Take that. Maybe this is where, hey, we're starting to narrow in on
nicknames.
A nickname.
Mm.
Hairless?
Well, you want him to be very...
What a great nickname.
Yes.
No, that would be a bad thing. John, if he's bald, he's giving up runs every outing. We want him to be hairy.
Right.
We want him to be like an abominable
Sasquatch.
Snowman. Yeah. Squatch out there.
Yeah. Maybe he should just stop shaving his face and everything. There you go.
Great.
It all comes together.
Greg is on his game on a Friday. Look, we got open lines, 248-539-9797. If you have an odd ritual that you've observed in sports or a reaction to Tommy Canely, we'll start there, but we have so much more to do. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fifth run allowed all year by Tommy Canley. It's in 30 innings of work. We brought up a note from the Detroit Free Press. Apparently, Tommy Canley, every time he gives up a run, shaves his entire body, a tradition that goes back to his minor league days. And that would mean, you guys are talking about, you know, shaving his legs. Forearm, armpit, chest hair, back hair, if he's a hairy guy, I don't know.
I wonder if he asks for assistance with that. Like, if he's got the back hair. Because that's got to be hard.
If you do, that's not a question you ask in the locker room. Hey, can you give? I got a spot. I can't get any. No, hell
no.
Home.
Hey, sweetie, can you get right there?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Or maybe he just gets what he can, and then he leaves like a middle patch down the back.
That's what he can't reach.
We're talking off air. Like swimmers do
mane.
This.
Yeah,
it's his name.
That's what it would look like.
There you go. But like swimmers do this. Like, I guess that's what he has to do to himself because he wants to, as punishment and a reminder not to give up runs. I don't know.
Maybe he just secretly likes it and it's his excuse. Like if you ever come across him in shorts and he's got no leg hair, he's like, it's a punishment. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing to do.
It's one of those weirder sports.
I don't know.
Rituals.
I mean, I don't know if it's different for dudes than it is girls, because I know girls, like, obviously they shave their legs
right
here in the States. And I used to shave my legs because I would tape directly to my skin and not use pre-wrap. So it was my ankles and it was, you know, right above and below my knees to tape knee braces on. So I would just shave my leg completely. And every once in a while, right, you don't do it. It would rip the hair out when I would take the tape off. And the kids actually asked me just a couple of days ago, they're like, Dad, how come you don't have any hair on your legs? And I'm like, well, I think I just ripped it all out.
Like the damage to the follicles?
Yeah. I don't know if it's different, like if dude hair is different than chick hair on their legs.
I wouldn't imagine.
Wouldn't think it would be, but.
But, yeah, because I was asking the question, like, how long will it take for his leg hair to fully grow back?
Right. I'm not a very hairy individual, though. So, like,
It does depend. Everyone's different.
Genetics and all that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Tigers did win. Took 2-3 against the Orioles. Tarek Skubal, not one but two walks at a baseball game. Sound the alarms. It was still 7 shutout innings, and he continues to be lethal. John, it's like 101 strikeouts to 5 walks on this run that he's been on right now.
It's unbelievable.
He got to 98 pitches. I know we were talking about pitch count a little while back, so let him finish out that inning. And he's a madman, dude. When he got that final punch out, he's yelling, he's roaring, he's screaming. He's fiery.
In his last 4 starts, his ERA is 0.29. His ERA over the season is now under 2. It is bonkers how good he is throwing right now. His command of the strike zone is just ridiculous. And that's, we talked about the other day. Yeah. Like, do you try and attack him early because you know you don't want to get behind against Tarek Skubal, but you also want to try and get him the pitch count up? Do you take a pitch? And it was...
You can't win.
No, you can't win.
If you take a pitch, he's throwing strikes, you're down 0-1, and you're
in
trouble.
The one walk, too, that I'm sure we heard reports that he wasn't very happy with himself after the game. And that's
so
when you are so close to... You're never going to be perfect. Yes, there are perfect games, but there are still... You know, throws in that game that you would want to have back, and guys always focus on the negative, even though they won. The one that I'm sure he would want back is the walk of first baseman Kobe Mayo.
Yeah,
it's not a guy that hits very well.
It was a tough pitch to take, and to Mayo's credit, he took it.
I think he was more hoping. I don't know that I'm actually going to put bat on ball, so maybe he'll walk me
if it's close. I got a
better
chance.
Like, I don't know, it's It's sub 150.
I don't remember who it was, but there was a batter. He fell behind 3-0, and he dotted him for three straight strikes and punched him out. It's like, all right, guys, wrap it up. This game's over. Especially once they gave him a little bit of a lead. Your guy Dylan Dingler hits a home run.
Yeah. I tell you what. Yeah, he is big time.
Mm-hmm.
He is big time.
And Gov's guy, Parker Meadows.
Uh-huh, Gov's yard.
There have been some texts, and we haven't really done a topic on it, but he's hitting in the ninth spot, and he averages low, and when's he going to get going? Well,
last night.
Good time to get going. He hits a multi-run bomb for the Tigers.
It's actually why Gov is off today. He's actually still hot and bothered by that Parker Meadows home run.
Yes, it could be, yeah.
Fanning himself.
Had his breath taken away.
It's a great call.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the Lions end of the hour, some forecasting the top offenses in the NFL next season. Where do the Lions check in? The expectations? No Ben Johnson, no Frank Ragnow. Where do you expect the Lions to be offensively next season? We'll tell you the forecast, and we'll get to a Heather conversation at 9:35. She needs some help. We need travel hacks?
I need some advice from those who have done this before me.
Okay, we'll get to that.
I'll share what I know.
Thank you.
Do the best you can. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Detroit meteorologist Kim Adams has revealed that she's dealing with serious health issues. She released a statement on social media and on the local 4 News website. So she said, in recent months, I've been dealing with some serious health issues that have caused me to seek care at Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. Because of my ongoing condition, I've had to be off the air for periods of time. She did go on to say that she went public with her health issues to thank viewers for their outpouring of support and concern, but she didn't go into any specifics of what's actually going on. She said she would do her best to provide updates. So we got to wish her well.
Yeah.
If she was here for a period of time too, at Odyssey or.
Oh, she was.
Yeah. She used to, she worked on one of the stations for a short period of time. And I know, she has quite the story. I know she is a breast cancer survivor. Single mom of 5, and I there's more to her story. I don't want to get it wrong, so I won't share the other, because I'm not sure. It's not in the article, so I would just be kind of guessing. No. But
well, and it's important too. I mean, she shared what she was comfortable sharing.
Yes.
I know people will speculate as a previous cancer survivor, but respect the privacy and
without
wish her the best.
Without a doubt. Oh my gosh, you guys, there was one miracle survivor from that doomed India flight.
How?
Blows my. I mean,
there were different reports of how this happened too.
Right, and on social media, I was reading comments, and everybody had a different story. Like he jumped out the window.
Plane.
He
yeah.
opened the door. I don't think that's how it happened. From what I have read, this isn't. You can only call it a miracle
by
what you know of what happened to this plane and the destruction that it caused when it crashed into that building.
Video of it crashing is dramatic. And then to think that there is an actual survivor is unbelievable.
He got up and walked away from the crash. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, he's still alive. Rush him to the hospital. I mean, yes, they rushed him to the hospital, but he was seen walking, covered in blood, just walking away. And he said that when he woke up, like on the ground in the debris, he woke up and was surrounded by bodies and got scared and jumped up and ran from the site. But basically what I read is that when he was in the hospital
bed. Seems like a pretty legit reaction.
Yeah, that's what I would do too. He was saying that it like split in two, the plane. And it sounds more like he was just kind of like pulled from the plane.
He was
traveling with his brother.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. It's a wild story. I know more.
If it's not your, but we say it all the time, if it's your time, it's your time. If it's not your time. It's not your time.
But it wasn't his time, but
wild experience.
And now imagine the survivor's guilt that this man is going to carry forever.
One of how many were on that
242
plane?
242 passengers and crew were on board, and his brother too. That he was the only one to survive that, and why?
Yeah.
You know, like it's going to be a lot of recovery for him as well. There's a real life superhero in Dearborn.
Oh.
Came to the rescue of an elderly woman on Wednesday night. This man who's known only as Power Man. Have you heard of him?
Power Man. No, he's actually a superhero.
Yeah, superhero.
Da-da-da-da.
He jumped into the rescue, this woman. There was a single car crash that occurred in a Kroger parking lot, and an elderly woman and her driver, they were in a Ford Fusion, rolled after they hit this yellow parking pole, and everyone, you know, people were concerned, kind of looking at what was going on, but not Power Man. I mean, he was concerned, but he just jumped into action. And he went on top of the overturned vehicle. He held the door open with one hand, helped free the 79-year-old woman who was stuck inside at the bottom of the vehicle with the other arm. Yeah, it was just... He goes by Power Man. That's his nickname.
Does he have like a costume, like a superhero?
No, he doesn't wear a costume.
A cape or something?
Not all superheroes Tights. Wear capes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. No, but he has a presence on social media about just doing good. He does like to work out and such, but he's going viral for his actions, his heroic actions during this accident.
Does the city of Dearborn have like a bat signal? Like a Power Man
show.
Like, yeah. We need you, Power Man.
If they don't, they should do it now. Sabrina Carpenter announced her new album yesterday, and it's causing a lot of controversy. So it's called Man's Best Friend. And on the cover, I'll describe it somewhat. She's on all fours in front of a man.
Who's grabbing
who's
her
pulling
hair.
Her hair.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, some people are calling it sexist. There's one women's advocacy group that says it's regressive, saying that it reduces women to, quote, pets, props, and possessions, and promises an element of violence and control. Now, her fans are defending it as satire. I guess look at it
it's open
as
to your
you will.
Interpretation.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, you can... Look at it one way or the other.
Look, her performances are incredibly sexual.
Yes.
So this is not a surprise at all. And
no.
Her creative license with this. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll end up being satirical, but I saw the cover. I'm sure a lot of people did.
Yeah, I did too.
It's kind of the point,
I saw
right?
the
is
cover after
publicity.
I saw the article. So I didn't like really form my own opinion on it. Like I didn't see it and think about it. I have read and then saw. So it's,
yeah.
It's different. But.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, it's Heather's travel hacks. We need to help her out. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right, there's been a lot of concern about the Lions offense and what's going to happen without Frank Ragnow and without Ben Johnson. A forecast for the best offenses in football. Where do the Lions stack up? We'll get to it at 6:50 this morning. Happy Friday. Good morning. Heather, you got a trip coming up.
We do. Our first trip as a family of four. Really, I mean, Emily has flown. We took her when she was basically the exact same age Brooks is now, like 18 months, so a year and a half. And it went pretty well, I would say, overall. It went better than expected with one, but with two is going to be a little different. And Brooks is a very different kid than Emily is. Emily is calm, composed,
Brooks is a dude.
Full, and Brooks is like a bowling ball. Like, you just set him loose and it's just like, whoa. He's like,
yes.
He's a boy. He's all boy. He's a very good kid, but he is all boy. Like, he doesn't love to be held. He doesn't love to hold your hand. He wants to be on his own and he wants to explore and move. But I'm just looking for any, especially on flights, right? Like, help me get through this flight. And everyone else on board, I know Colin was like, we're going to walk on and everyone's going to look at us. They're going to be like,
that's
oh,
that
no.
family.
The damn dinosaur
Don't sit
sounds.
Next to us. Don't sit next to us. Oh, they're sitting in the row before. You know what? It's the row behind, because that's where you're just hoping that as you sit down, there is a mom or a dad, somebody who has been a mom or a dad in front of you. Still a mom or dad.
That
but,
gets
yeah.
it.
That understands. Yeah. This kid is going to kick my chair. It's okay. My kids did it. So I'm going to have to live with it.
What do you mean it's okay if the kids kick the chair? Now you tell your kid, don't kick the chair.
Yes,
that's what you tell them. And you tell them, don't put your feet up there. Don't touch the tray table.
Right.
It's going to happen. And you try
One
and minimize.
Time, I go, okay, it's
okay,
a kid
yeah,
back
yes,
there.
Okay,
but
I'm not talking
long,
to you.
You're going
to
judge the parents and go, Heather, come on, get your kid in line, right? That's what you want to avoid.
Yes, you try and avoid it as much as you
Believe
can,
me,
but it does happen.
We
and
want to avoid all of that.
I have sat in front of young kids, especially it seemed to have happened over the last, I don't know, 18 months, a lot, even when I've been traveling alone. And I have no issue with it because I understand the struggle that they're going through.
That you've been there.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Here is the number one hack that I had. Now, this worked best with four, and because there was a year where I took them down to Disney World mm-hmm. by myself, and I'm traveling through with four, and it
wow,
was where
wonderful.
Lucy and Ruby were, I don't know, 5, 6. Ellie and Jack were in the 1, 2 range. And so what we did was in their car seat, they have these rollers that you can screw to the back of their car seat, and it just stays there. You when you're in your own car, like, you don't have to have it on there, but it stays there because it's thin enough to be able to, doesn't affect how it fits in a car, doesn't affect how it,
okay.
it sits in a airplane seat. But the beautiful part of it is it becomes their stroller, so you
Through
just
the
leave
airport.
Them in the seat. And you tilt them back, and they're rolling. And so I was carrying all the bags, and it was actually Lucy and Ruby that were pulling Jack and Ellie. It was hilarious.
That's even part of my question, to fly with the car seat or not. You know, like, we weren't going to bring the car seat.
It's
plural. We need two.
Right. Now, when you rent, and if it was just two, if it was just Lucy and Ruby, I wouldn't do that because they needed to be able to walk, and sitting in their seat, they were girls, mm-hmm. so they would sit there. But then when you get to whatever the car rental or car service, like, you can get car seats at your destination.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah,
we're also looking into, I don't know if anyone's used these. You can, there's now these like baby rental apps where
you can rent a baby.
No, they're all the things that go along with baby, like
pack
and plays.
Can we rent one for Jim for this weekend?
Nobody wants that. The baby doesn't want that. I don't want that. Go ahead, Heather. What were you saying?
Like, you can rent like a pack and play. You can rent strollers.
Sure.
You can rent anything that goes along, like a high chair. Mm-hmm. So we're going to stay in an Airbnb that does not have a pack and play or a crib. So I'm trying to like figure out how these rental companies work so I can rent one instead of having to go purchase one. When I get there.
Yeah.
So we're trying that. Like, anyone that has any sort of travel hacks, travel tips.
Mm-hmm. Lots of gummy bears.
Yeah, there'll be lots of snacks.
Yeah. For him and you.
Yes.
So one of the first texts we got, Heather, one word, Benadryl. Knock them out.
Yeah, I never did that.
Now, I have heard, though, that that can backfire, that Benadryl or something like that, yeah, for some kids can be where it can knock them out and make them tired, but it could also make them a little crazy and loopy and even worse behavior-wise.
Right. If you miss that window of them falling asleep, then all of a sudden now they're just grumpy as hell.
It's like the lemons in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, you don't want to get them all zany.
Right.
Yeah.
So that scares me a little, and I'm not one to drug my kids, but I'm not opposed to that idea.
How long of a flight is it?
It's a quick flight. We're not going super far.
Like under 3 hours?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, look it up. Where do you stand on parents who don't want to lose their kids, so they like latch something onto them?
Like putting them on a tether? Leash?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I understand it, and if it works for you, go for it.
I've never been a big fan. Definitely wasn't a fan before I had kids. Always thought like, I've never put my kid on a leash. That's for animals. Yeah. I've changed on that a little bit now that I do have kids, and I know people who have used one and they swear by it. Like, I don't think I'll do it. They wear little backpacks.
Okay, because not like a leash. Like, they're not a dog.
They're not putting it around their neck.
Well, right.
No, but they wear little backpacks. But if you could put it around their waist. And the little pulley comes off the backpack, and then they can walk around, but you're still... I see it a lot at the zoo. A lot of people use them there. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's for me.
Okay.
But you do you.
I don't know. I mean, I was always of the mindset, if you do that, one, I don't like the appearance of it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just didn't like the appearance of it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Everybody that's ever walked a dog knows that the dog is going to get twisted around somebody or... The other leash of, if you've got two dogs,
they're
going to
walk at the very end of it.
They're going to get twisted up, and now all of a sudden you got a bigger problem than you had.
248-539-9797. Heather's taking two kids under four on an airplane, travel, vacation. Mm-hmm. Tips for the airport and beyond, traveling with two little ones.
How do you keep Colin under control?
Well, I put him on a leash. I'm not opposed to that. He's an adult. That's fine.
I'm sorry. I was not ready for that. That's incredible. I should have said three little ones.
That's true.
Texter says, give Brooks a shot of whiskey. He'll be fine. Aaron in Lake Orion.
That's just for teeth.
Yeah.
Go to the airport an hour early. Let them walk around, explore, and exhaust themselves.
I have heard that. That's great. That's a good idea. And I don't know if Detroit Metro Airport has this area, but some airports actually have like a play area. Do you know if they have one in Detroit?
Are you flying Delta?
We are.
Okay, so you're at the McNamara terminal. I don't know that I've seen that.
I don't think I have either, but no. I've never...
But in the entire airport, like they can just run up and down. And there are plenty of areas, like gates where there's no plane coming in or leaving. There's no one sitting there. That's where you just let them roam.
That's good. Good advice.
Yeah.
Heather, ship whatever you want to the destination you're going to. We've done that before, Alan in Lake Orion. Mm-hmm. The entire radio community is going to judge me, but bring a tablet, turn on that garbage show Coco Melon. Your kids will be hypnotized the entire flight. That's Kyle in Oxford.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Kyle, gotta bring a something to view, a screen.
My kids don't very rarely watch tablets or TV, but they will be in front of a screen on this plane.
There is nothing I think is... cuter than when Teddy puts on his headphones.
The little headphones.
Oh my goodness. They look so big on his head.
So cute.
And then the kids don't understand, like most adults don't understand when you have those headphones on that, you know, you talk a little bit louder.
Yes.
And so, yeah, he's always, you know, screaming.
Dad! I thought this was a strategy to keep the kids quiet.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect hack for traveling with toddlers. Drive. Why would you put yourselves and everyone else on that plane through that? Think of the other people, not just yourself.
Oh, stop it.
Steve, father of young kids. This is not a kidless man, John.
We contemplated driving.
Too far.
What was his name? Steve?
Steve, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, we definitely thought about driving, and we've done long trips. We're going to take a trip up to the cottage, which will be over 10 hours. That's tough, too, with little ones in the car that long. But no, we contemplated that. But overall, we only have a small period of time to travel, and we don't want to waste it in the car.
Yep. Get it.
I heard Heather Park dropped a new album released today. It features Colin on a leash. It's setting us back.
It's regressive.
Yes. It's very offensive to dudes.
248-539-9797. Advice for Heather. Texter says, we got back from a trip to Tennessee with our 14-month-old. Mm-hmm. Says, we arrived at our cabin. There was a full crib, mattress, baby monitors, stuff like that. So I'm assuming, is this the same person who said they had it shipped? No, this is a different person.
Did they get it provided from the
cabin, probably?
Right. Yeah. Or did they order it from a rental? Because our Airbnb does not have it. We've already asked if they had any baby stuff.
The other thing is not just the screen, but give him something in his hands. And this is, I'm stealing this a little bit from, we do this for Teddy when we go to church. They have all these fidget toys. Mm. And I know it all started with the fidget spinner. Fidget spinner's not going to work for Brooks, but they have these ones where they don't come apart. So you're not picking up little pieces, but they can make little shapes out of these fidget toys. They can, there's the ones that where they can like pop, like there's like little bubbles in them that they go in and out and you could just keep popping them. Those are a lot of fun. I usually use those when Teddy's not using them.
Say that. Good for people with childlike dispositions as well. Exactly. How about putting air tags on your kid? That's come up.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I'm not opposed to that.
Well, in an airport, like, okay, you could just put an air tag on their backpack and I don't know if he's going to be wearing his backpack.
He's not, but Emily will.
Yeah. You could put something on the wrist. I have no problem with it. Like if they're going to school, I'm not going to do that. But if they're in an airport where things get busy, it's just more of a safety measure.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to that at all.
More hacks for Heather, 248-539-9797. Plus that forecast for the best offenses in the NFL next year. Where do the Lions check in? It's 97.1.
FanDuel's the best place to find all your favorite player props while the NBA Finals are going on. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Maybe you want to check if a player has been consistent throughout the course of the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app. You never have to leave and see who's getting hot. And after the game tips off, you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have a FanDuel account, it's not too late. You can still get in on all the action. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is follow these simple directions. Go to FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today and make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There you go. Parker Meadows getting going. And it lasted more than 4 hours, so Tom is out today. The rest of us are in. Happy Friday. Tigers win, take another series. Tarek Skubal, 7 innings. Shutout baseball. Did walk too, so uh-oh, something's wrong. Guy never walks anybody.
I know. It's kind of it takes your breath away. They're like, uh-oh.
The ump's got to be wrong. That couldn't have been a ball.
Is there something wrong with his arm?
Stop. If anything, we're getting a discount.
Right.
Now he's walking guys again. We're going to get to the Lions. Where are they for the upcoming season? Best offenses in football. We've got a forecast. Wrap up the conversation about travel hacks for Heather. Nicholas in Harper Woods, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we got you.
Oh. Yeah, so my travel hack, what we did with our daughter when she was little is we just did a lot of like little presents. We wrapped them up ahead of time. We planned for about every 30 minutes of flight, so that way she had something to open. And we packed a lot of prepackaged snacks just to keep her busy all the time. And we had zero problems every single time we flew.
Wow, a little presents. That's interesting. I've never heard that. That's cool.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of prep going into that one.
That is.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's just dollar store stuff. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. It could literally be toys we already have at home.
Right.
That she just opens or he opens to, whoa, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. And all your fellow passengers will thank you, too.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, John. I'm staring at NFL.com's projected top 10 offenses for 2025. What are you laughing at? Something
you're always taking shots at parents, the dude with no kids. Anyway, yes, I think top 10 offense.
Whether you got kids or not, we don't want kids kicking seats and yelling and making dinosaur sounds.
Nobody wants that.
It More than the parents.
Right. Like, believe me, like, I'm already thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to do? Like, we do not want them to misbehave at all. And I will be telling them and teaching them how to behave, but we're stuck on a small area, right? Like, there's
not
only
suggest that
on the job learning.
Yeah.
I'm not going to suggest that you're not allowed to travel because you have kids. You're doing all the right things. You're asking the questions. You're trying to make it so they're not a nuisance for other people.
Yeah.
All comes back to the dinosaur sounds with Jim.
That's it does.
It does. You know,
his ballpark experience.
Her ballpark experience.
They're really
I think hers
sounds.
Was fine, yeah.
And, other and than it shirtless was because guy. So many people were cheering. So it was kind of his cheer, but it comes out as like a baby dinosaur squawk.
They were cheering for his baby dinosaur sound.
Mm-hmm. Became a fan favorite.
That was good.
All right, top 10 offenses for 2025. I'm staring at a list from NFL.com. And they do a little refresher that the Lions were number one a year ago. They scored 32 points per game, nearly 3 points better than second, which was Buffalo, followed by Baltimore, Tampa, Washington to round out the top five. So will the Lions still be the best offense? How far will they slip? Let's go through it. The number 10 offense forecasted, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I do expect them to be better next season, John.
Yeah, a healthy Rashee Rice, more weapons to throw the ball to.
You're two for Worthy.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that they're going to be a very different offense than we saw last year. Now, the one area where I still question them, and I always wonder why, with Patrick Mahomes, why do you not invest in the offensive line? Or are they just okay with, well, he can make things happen when he's running around?
Yeah, because they lose Joe Tooney. They were already moving him around the tackle. They need to be better up front. They're number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Cincinnati Bengals. Always explosive. They kept those receivers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chase Brown had a nice year last year. Could be more featured this season.
Yeah. The only question is, you know, hey.
O-line.
Well, O-line and running game. Like, are they going to be able to run the ball? We know they're going to be able to throw it. It's as we go, I just want people to remember, we're going to be talking about some of what we think are going to be the best offenses in all of football. There are things why they're on this list. And for Cincinnati, it's Joe Burrow. Okay, you could say hard stop right there. But then it's Ja'Marr Chase, it's T. Higgins, it's their passing attack. There are also flaws on all of these. There is no perfect offense that we're going to be talking about, at least going into the season.
So since he was top 10 last year, they have him top 10 again. It's a safe bet back end of the top 10. Second year in a row, Green Bay expected to have a top 10 offense. They're number 8 on the forecast. Mm-hmm. Number 7, the Philadelphia Eagles, which I'm scratching my head a little bit here. What's this weakness on this offense that would keep them out of the top 5? The line's the best in football. They've got 2+ receivers, a mobile quarterback, and the best running back in the NFL. Why 7?
I think it is, okay, Jalen Hurts, obviously you can win a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
You got a play that you can run with him that you can pull off that no one else can.
Right, in certain situations.
Yeah.
But there still is this feeling of he could be a turnover guy. And he was at times last year.
Okay.
And again, so it's some flaws are bigger than others. And you're starting to, as you get towards the top of the list, you're nitpicking some of these flaws.
Number 6 is maybe a surprise to people. The Denver Broncos. Year 2 for Bo Nix. They've added more weapons. Took a running back in the second round, Harvey out of Central Florida. What do you think? They added Evan Ingram. I think could have a good year at tight end.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a question, though, year 2 for young quarterbacks. That adjustment. C.J. Stroud last year got a taste of it.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of faith in Sean Payton as a quarterback guru, getting Bo Nix to play the way that he did as a rookie, continuing his development, but also his offense.
And I think it is a good offensive line.
If you nerd out on
rushing yards above expected, their backs didn't get what was given to them by that line, so there's reason to believe that they could help Bo Nix more in the run game this season.
Yeah.
And he's a threat in the run game, too.
And they signed J.K. Dobbins, who had a healthy year last year.
Mm-hmm. So then we get to the top 5, and I haven't mentioned the Lions. This is where they check in. They are expected to be a top 5 offense. They expect them to be number 5.
So I'm going to piggyback on what we just said a little bit with Denver, Sean Payton's offense. What's this offense?
Dan Campbell's offense.
Right. But where did he learn this offense?
Sean Payton.
And so when you have all of your skilled players back, and this rating was done after the retirement of Frank Ragnow.
Yep.
Still question marks about the interior of that offensive line. They have guys that they can plug in there, but very unproven or old. And so it's going to be a matter of how can they get that offensive line to gel, to play good enough for this offense to be explosive. And, I mean, Goff back, running backs back, tight end back, receivers back. One of the most loaded, skilled offenses in the NFL. But as we've said, as I've said, there are flaws in all of these different offenses that we're talking about. The flaw right now, and we don't know if it's going to be a huge flaw or it's not going to be that big of a deal, is going to be the interior of that offensive line.
Yeah, I would not have Detroit top five. I would have Philly in the top five.
Okay.
Just because the offensive line...
Because you hate Goff.
Well, if we're going to do the... Hey, sometimes Hurts can get turnover prone. John, I want to remind you of those words. Sometimes yes. Jared Goff can be turnover prone. And if you tell me the center of his offensive line is going to be giving up more pressure, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you I'm more concerned about that than Jalen Hurts turning the ball over.
I agree. And when I said it, I knew that was, you were going to use that against
filing
me.
Filing that yes. away. Uh-huh. It's coming up. Let's get to the other teams in the top five. Number four is Washington. If you're thinking, what, really? That's overreacting. They were top five a year ago. They added Laremy Tunsil. They drafted an offensive tackle as well. Added Debo, whatever he's got left in the tank. Mm-hmm. I get them being top five. Baltimore is number three. Number two is Tampa. They lost their OC, but they have a really good line. Bucky Irving breakout a year ago. A lot of continuity offensively. And number one is the Buffalo Bills.
And obviously, reigning MVP and Josh Allen.
They were the number two offense a year ago. I think local media wants more receivers, but I think Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman have some untapped potential in that offense. Those aren't rookies they're leaning on. Those are guys that should have improved seasons.
Yeah, and it's another year for this offensive line for Tampa to continue development. We talked about Graham Barton, who was drafted, yeah. who was not a center a little bit as a freshman, but then was a tackle for the rest of his time. They move him to center. He plays extremely well. Now it's the second year. So there are little pieces in, as we're talking about these offenses, when we talk about the strengths, we talk about the warts that some of these offenses have. A lot of it can relate to the Lions because of where some of these teams are. Now on the flip side, as you look at these top offenses, when we come back, we'll talk about what the downside of seeing some of these teams on there is.
You had this good note. We'll do that next. We want your calls as well. Do you expect the Lions to be a top five offense next season without Frank Ragnow and without Ben Johnson? It's 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.